Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on the 6th episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2. And we're talking about friendships. That's right, friendships. People that have come into our life via a ship. Could be the other side of the world. Could be not too far from us. Could be across the river. Or maybe not a ship on a river. I guess you can. Kind of. Maybe from outer space. Anyway, these people have come on these ships. We've built relationships. And it's turned into friendships. Now, some of these we've known from our very first steps at school. Whether it's infant school, primary school, junior school, high school. Because we've known these people that come in on this ship for a long time. If you're, you know, at a grown age like myself, being 40 years old or even older, we say these people, they've come in on the long ship, shall we say, yeah? Whereas we've had a long friendship with them. So we feel a duty, you know, to say they're a long friend, a long-lasting friend. Now, maybe there's people we've met more recently. Maybe we've changed career and we've met these people that have come in on a ship more recently. You know, their ship has pulled in to our shore. No innuendo or anything right there. As you know, their ship has pulled into our shore more recently. And the relationship is built quickly. And we have new friends. But because there's people that have come in on the ships from like school all this time ago, we feel, or a lot of the time we feel a certain loyalty to these people, regardless if we see them regularly or in contact with them. But because these people come in on the first ships, it's almost like There's a kind of loyalty, like a brand loyalty. And sometimes we don't want to even get too close to the people that have come in on these new friendships because we have to stay loyal to the people we've known for ages, the people we've built up friendships with a long time ago. Now, bearing in mind, we may only see these people now once a month, once half a year, every half a year, once a year, maybe not even yearly. But we still feel when we talk about them, we need to acknowledge and honour that they're a long-lasting friend. Now, let me make this clear. This isn't a rant or a dig or an attack at anyone. Because what I'm talking about, I apply in the same way in other people's lives, of people that I've been close with. But my ship has sailed away from the shore or other ships with new people has allowed for new friendships to be created. You know, so it works both ways. This isn't me making indirect attacks or anything like that. I just like the thought of the analogy of, you know, friendships and how our journey with people do change and we feel the need to be loyal to the people we knew first. But it's not necessarily the best thing for our lives. Because we do change. Situations do change. We evolve. We learn. We grow. We have experiences. And then people that come in on these new ships may be more, you know, more suited for the life or the stage of life we're at. You know, they may have a new message or a new experience that we need at that stage of our life. Or maybe people that come into our lives on these long-lasting friendships all this time ago can't add anything more to our life that we need. And again, it's not a case of discarding. It's just a case of maybe my friendship has run the course. Maybe we both need to jump on a ship and travel in two different directions. Shake hands. Embrace and realize our journeys are different. Now, I'm saying this in a hypothetical way. I don't mean it in a way of literally you need to say to someone you haven't spoken to for a while, we used to be great friends, but now our journeys are going two different places. Bye-bye. That doesn't need to be done, but I'm just thinking of it in a way of, you know, just because someone has been our friend or was a long-lasting friend, it doesn't mean we have to stay on that same boat or we have to wait at the shore or the harbour for that ship to come in, because our journeys have to keep moving regardless. And let's face it, if we are really good friends or we are friends with respect for each other, we want the best for each other, right? So if our journey takes us in different places, then we salute that. You know, we applaud that. So I'm going to bring this episode to an end by rounding it up and simply saying, if you had maybe space for, I don't know, you can choose your number. It could be 50 people, it could be 20 people, it could be 10 people, 5 people. Whatever number you want, you have enough space on your ship for this amount of friends. How do you think your journey will be made up of? Will it be made up of, and if you're being honest to yourself, will it be made up of people that are more new to your life, more recent, maybe over the past couple of years, or maybe even over the past decade? Or will your ship still be made up of people that were on your journey from back in your school days, yeah? Back when you were at school. Because maybe it's worth thinking, if, in my mind, I say my mind, in your mind, if you're thinking from the perspective of, my journey is made up of people that I've known from day one. Okay, so what are they adding to your life now? And what are you adding to their life? And if you can't be honest, or if you can be honest and say, maybe not that much, or we don't even see each other that often, then is it time to allow for space for new people to join your journey? Because we can always be friends, and there can always be space for previous friends to take a trip, you know, on your friendship. But it doesn't mean they need to be people that permanently have a seat booked in there. Or maybe this period of your life, a seat isn't reserved for them, isn't needed for them. I hope this episode's made sense. I've been thinking about friendship situations for the past couple of days. You know, it's popped into my head, and I was trying to think of a way to talk about it in an episode. And it come down to as simple as friendships and journeys. So pick your journey with the right friends and enjoy. And always be open and prepared to change the people that you travel with. Because at the end of the day, we learn, we make mistakes. Because we are only human. And we are just trying to live a positive life. Thank you for joining me on this friendship ramble. And I hope you join me next Wednesday at 3 a.m. or at least listen to the episode. Join me then. Thank you very much.